At 160 pages, House Bill 7029 is nearly three times as large as the original version and was approved on the final day of the legislative session. It's a train bill, meaning it contains most or all of at least a dozen other education-related measures.
This bill is the work of about 12 different senators who have all worked on different provisions.
Niceville Senator Don Gates chairs the Senate Education Appropriations Committee and handled the bill in the Senate. The chambers could not agree on how to prevent some for-profit companies from gaming the system.
I felt, and our subcommittee felt, now that the charter school movement has become an industry, we ought to take some steps toward prohibiting what we would consider to be personal enrichment. We were not able to get the House to agree to it.
The school choice provision doesn't kick in until 2017. When it does, it will allow parents to enroll their kids into any public school in Florida unless that school is at capacity. Escambia County already has school choice, and Superintendent Malcolm Thomas doesn't expect much of an impact in the panhandle.
The geography isn't necessarily conducive to that. Now, if you're a parent that lives on the border of one county to another, you may see some movement between Escambia, Santa Rosa, or between Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, or Okaloosa, Walton. The parent would be responsible for transportation. I think it'll happen in some situations, but I think it'll be minor.
Most of HB 7029 will take effect this July 1st, including student-athletes becoming, in effect, free agents, able to transfer between seasons and become eligible immediately at their new schools. Thomas says his concerns with that are greater than just the athletics.
Just look at the academic harm that might come. You're changing classes. You're going to change teachers. You're going to be the new student at a new school, and academically, you're always going to be, you know, restarting yourself. The academic success has to be the core mission of our schools.
There will be certain student-athletes getting preferential treatment under open enrollment, mainly those who have to change schools due to circumstances beyond their control.
Active duty military personnel, change of duty station. If you're a child that's in foster care and you're moved from one foster home to another, I think most of the exceptions probably make good common sense, and you would say we would allow that anyway.
Not all school districts are taking things in stride as Escambia County is. Santa Rosa County, where Tim Rosdick is superintendent, is bracing for what could be a lot of transfers and little space to put them.
There are maybe six schools that have any room, and when I say any room, we're talking about some as low as four or five students and some as high as 30. You're not talking about a lot of capacity inside a school district.
Another concern is that the new laws will create another layer of management, which will approve or disapprove out-of-county student transfer applications.
It's going to be a slim, very slim opportunity for parents. And that's the one thing I really would hope that parents would understand, is just because there is a bill that has passed, it doesn't mean that there is this absolute guarantee that they will be in a different school, even a different school district.
The one silver lining, says Rosdick, is that they have until the start of the 2017-18 school year to develop and implement a choice plan. Of a more immediate concern are transfers by students solely based on athletics.
When parents or students or a combination of both begin to look at a student or student athlete skill set as the sole reason for going to a school, we've lost focus while we are in this business. And I would share with parents that you need to consider it your child's educational future.
In order to avoid the formation of super teams at certain schools, HB 7029 also beefs up anti-recruiting laws. Violations carry forfeiture of pay, suspensions, and in extreme cases, the loss of the teaching certification. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.